We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, alongside Dave Lewis and Alana Parker here from the Raleigh County Historical Museum, Curator of Design. And we are remembering Cheryl Collins, a longtime Executive Director of the Raleigh County Historical Museum, who passed away suddenly last week on Wednesday. And funeral again is happening tomorrow. There is it's a 1:30 at the First Methodist Church there on Points Avenue. Over the weekend, I reached out to some of my colleagues here, some of my predecessors in the news department, including Kathy Dawes, who was a longtime news director here at KMAN and worked with Cheryl quite a bit, and asked her to share some comments. And so I'm going to play that back here for you. She was traveling over the weekend and sent these comments in to us.
Cheryl Collins was truly an amazing woman, and as I like to say, one of the greats. She was always a fantastic interview. In fact, when I would chat with her, it was almost like just having a conversation with a good friend. She knew so many different aspects of history. She could connect it and integrate it in many different ways. I remember having a lot of fun over trivia questions that she would ask me and Dave Lewis when she was there doing interviews with us. I loved her perspective on history. Believe it or not, I was a history minor in college, so I had a special interest in all the different things she would share with us and the different topics, all with historical perspective. She had so much passion and energy. As I mentioned earlier, a lot of fun. I also knew Cheryl through PEO. We were in different chapters, but we had several reciprocity events that we shared, and I got to see her in that light also. And once again, tremendous woman. Just can't even believe that she has passed. I was shocked when I first heard, and my thoughts and prayers go to her and her family.
Wonderful tribute there from Kathy, and I know Kathy was here, 16 years?
Something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. And so obviously a lot of memories there from working with Cheryl, and I know Cheryl adored Kathy as well.
Yes.
We've got also Brady Bauman. He was a news director here in, I believe, 20.
It was after Kathy left. He was here for a year in that capacity. But he was also a reporter for the Mercury before he came here.
Okay.
And he covered Raleigh County meetings for the Mercury. And then he came on board here in a news capacity and eventually followed Kathy Dawes' steps as news director and was here for a year before you stepped into the game.
That's right. So Brady, him and I don't really know each other, and I just happened to reach out to him over the weekend and asked him if he'd share some words here, and so he was kind enough to send in this little clip.
Good morning, KMAN listeners. It's great to talk to you again, but unfortunate it's under these circumstances. One does not have to be away from Manhattan long to miss it. And like Bill Snyder has repeatedly said about the Little Apple, Manhattan is a special place because of the people. People like Cheryl Collins. Former colleague Nick McNamara told me Thursday night about Cheryl's passing, and it's one of those things that's still just crazy to think about. Just knowing Cheryl, her joy, the light, the very bright light that she brought to a room, you just don't think about anybody like that ever being gone. But when Brandon asked me Friday if I wanted to record something to say about Cheryl, I gratefully told him, of course. As a graduate of K-State's history program, one of the first things I wanted to do as news director was to contact Cheryl and ask her if she wanted to have a regular spot on In Focus to share her well-known enthusiasm of Raleigh County's history. I'd known Cheryl and her joy for her work when I covered the Raleigh County Commission for the Mercury, and not surprisingly, her response to my invitation was a zestful yes. It's hard to know where we're all going without knowing where we've been, and Cheryl's passion for sharing Raleigh County's roots made the Manhattan area a better, more informed one, ready for what's ahead because it knows how today came to be. But most of all, she made it fun, and she loved telling anyone who wanted to listen about the horse track origins of City Park or the preservation and importance of the Goodnow House. Pick a street name. She'd tell you the significance of that name, any street name, anywhere in the county. And for any broadcaster, a guest like that is always a treasure. But what I admired most about Cheryl was her eagerness for collaboration and the pride she had for her staff. She loved her work, and she loved Riley County. It's not always easy for a historian to be optimistic, but Cheryl was. Always smiling, always joyful about whatever she was talking about and whoever she was talking with. You cannot replace a person like Cheryl, but whoever is the next person to carry that torch when it comes to sharing Riley County's history, Cheryl left an amazing example. Thank you to Brandon and Dave for allowing me this time to share my respects to Cheryl and my deepest sympathies and condolences to the Collins family and everyone else hurting right now who was blessed to meet her. Much love from Cali County.
I thought that was very nice.
Thank you. Yeah.
So you can tell, you know, we sit in this chair, we interview a lot of people, and, you know, there's certain people we just, they really touch your lives. And
it was, no offense to everybody else that comes into the show, it was just one of those highlights of In Focus, mm-hmm. you know, throughout the month when Cheryl was here and or Alana. Because, you know, you carry on that same type of joyful spirit and interest and love for the community. So where is it you grew up?
Augusta, Kansas.
Augusta.
Yes, sir.
I've been there a few times.
And then went to Tawanda High School or Circle High
School.
Little Tawanda.
Uh-huh.
And that's one of the first things. Cheryl, when she asked where I'm from, she goes, oh, I know Tawanda. And of course she would.
Yeah.
And then, of course, she could tell you a fun historical fact about it. So,
yeah.
Yes, and that's as Brady said and as Kathy said, my gosh, that passion and love just for sharing history.
Yeah.
No matter what it was, she could make a connection.
I was looking on some of the Facebook posts from some fellow historians. The Kansas Museum of History, Jamie Tracy said that she was a true museum person and a friend and mentor to so many in the field. And we all know that. Wendy Rowe, who is part of, I'm drawing a blank. Help me out here. She works with Marcy Penner.
Yes. Kansas Sampler.
That's right.
Yes.
Kansas Sampler. And they've got that foundation. They do so much history and they've worked together on a lot of projects. Wendy says, this woman was one in a million. I'm glad to have known Cheryl Collins through our involvement in the Kansas Museums Association. Such a wonderful, smart, witty woman with great people skills and a fun laugh.
Yes.
Fun laugh. You know, and we've said that. And it's not just us. We know that here, but you know, she was someone that was respected throughout that from her colleagues.
Absolutely.
Throughout the state of Kansas.
Yes, throughout Kansas and even beyond that, mentioned her work with Freedom's Frontier National Heritage Area, which also includes Missouri. So she had friends across the border, if you could believe it, in Missouri.
And she's not a border ruffian.
No. But that's the thing. She just had the ability, you know, as stated there, her people skills and that genuine care for just connecting with people. And I think she made that clear in sharing history. It's about the people and the care for telling those stories. And that's what those beautiful tributes through KMA. And you could see that she was and is and will always be extremely loved.
Yeah, no doubt. You had another interview?
No more interviews, but I was hoping I'd maybe hear from some other folks. But
okay.
I do have a couple clips that I found of Cheryl talking. She was actually on the GMCF Community Hour a few times.
Mm-hmm.
And I found a show from March of this year, and I these quotes really stood out when she said them, so I wanted to play a couple of them. Here she is talking about how Kansas has the best history.
I think there are other states that will argue that they have the best history, but I think Kansas can argue that as well. And, of course, Riley County has been at the forefront of Kansas history, so I think that means we have the best history in the nation.
Well, you know, and she's right, because of what happened in, you know, that led to the Civil War, all was about the state of Kansas. Becoming a statehood, was it going to be a free state or was it going to be a slave state? And that was pivotal in our American history. And a lot of people don't look back. That's why the city of Manhattan was founded. that's because, you know, we had people that were coming. There were like 70 on the Hartford, right? 70 people in the Hartford that came from Cincinnati.
Yes.
Hit a sandbar, unfortunately for them, but fortunately for us, and started a little city here. And it was an effort that it was a free state effort. And, you know, people don't make those kind of decisions, life-changing decisions, because of how important it was in our nation's history.
Yes. And she loves sharing that story. You know, across from the museum is the Goodnow House State Historic Site. Mm-hmm. And Cheryl took so much pride in, even though it is a Kansas State Historic Site, she was the site administrator for that property. And to be able to use the Goodnow House to tell that story of establishing freedom here in Manhattan and Riley County, she really, like I said, embraced that and made a point to share that and to highlight that in our community here.
Would you consider that to be her favorite project?
Oh, gosh.
I mean, that's tough to narrow it down. Yes. Because that's, I'm sure there's probably a long list of candidates for that.
Yes. Oh, gosh. That's a great question, Dave.
She, you know, the tour that, you know, and she gave a tour when I was on the commission to all of us, and you know, when you take into consideration, you know, the founding of Manhattan and what is now Kansas State University is all there in that home.
Absolutely. Yes. And she worked very hard to preserve it and share those stories. Anything that would come up along the timeline to commemorate that pertained to the Goodnow House, she made sure to mark that. Whether it was Harriet Parkerson, who was the adopted niece of Isaac and Ellen, her birthday, Cheryl made a point to acknowledge even just those little milestones in the history to be able to share in that way.
You said you had some clips, Brandon.
Yeah, here's another clip I have of Cheryl. It's from that same program, but this one is another good quote I thought stood out.
Learning about and appreciating your local history, I think, is crucially important. People that know their history and know their community care about their community. And when you have people in a community that care about their community, I think you have a wonderful community. So local history, I think, is extremely important, and Riley County history is the best.
There's that community pride again coming right through. And, you know, every word she meant there.
Absolutely. And for students, that was a priority of hers, to encourage students. As she just said, when you have an understanding of that history, you take a pride in it, or you take pride in it and have that connection. And that's one thing she always wanted to emphasize, too, to make sure that as the museum, reaching out to students and helping them understand that was always a priority of hers as well.
Yeah. We've got, again, we're honoring Cheryl Collins here, and we're going to take a quick time out. Invite people to give us a call. If you've got a memory you'd like to share with us, please do so. We've got one more segment here on In Focus. We'll continue after this on News Radio KMAN.